حمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم، وإن فريقا منهم ليكتمون الحق وهم يعلمون. الحق من ربك فلا تكونن من الممترين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in our previous lesson we spoke about the changing of the Qibla from Baytul Maqdis to the Kaaba, and we said that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were in Salah when an announcer came and said to the Sahaba that, listen, the Qibla has now been changed from Baytul Maqdis to the Kaaba. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum then in that particular Salah, as Mufassirin stated, it is Salatul Asr, they changed their direction facing the direction of Baytul Maqdis, and they began to face the direction and the Qibla of the Kaaba. That is why that masjid is called Masjidul Qiblatain, the masjid of the two Qiblas, because in that particular Salah, the Sahaba began to face the Kaaba after having faced the Qibla of the Baytul Maqdis. Then in verses number 144 and 145, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the fact that the Jews knew very well that these changes that were made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were the truth. It was the haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it that the Muslims now face the Kaaba. So they knew this, that this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they still denied in it, they still disbelieved in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current two verses that we read now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that just as how the Ahl Kitab denied in the changes of the Qibla from Baytul Maqdis to Kaaba, after having known very well that this was done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, and they still disbelieved in it, in the same way they disbelieve in you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after having full knowledge that you are the genuine prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in these two verses mention, الَّذِينَ states, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, that those people whom we have given the book to, that is the Jews, the Nasara, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ, they know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just like how they know their own kids, their own children. In other words, there's no ambiguity. Each and every person knows his own child. Quran could have mentioned they know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like how they know their own selves, like how they know their own people. But sometimes, what time a person can forget somebody? But you don't forget your own son, your own child. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they know him, they recognize him like how they recognize their own children. There's no ambiguity in identifying your son. So this is how well they knew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah says, وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. But indeed there's a group from the Jews, they still conceal the haq. They still conceal the truth. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, whilst knowing very well that they are concealing the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is, Mufassirin mentioned here two views. It could refer to the changing of the Qibla, that they knew very well that now the Qibla is the Kaaba. And the second view is the preferred view. They knew very well that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true messenger of Allah, but they still conceal this fact that it is mentioned in their own book, the Torah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger going to come among the Arab who will be the genuine, the true messenger from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, Al-Haqq, now listen, the truth always comes from your Lord, Allah. Al-Haqq min Rabbik. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Never be from those people who doubt in the truth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. That each and every nation had its qibla, its direction which they were facing. So in the past communities also we see that they had their qiblas. So Allah is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that these Ahl al-Kitab, these Jews, Nasara and Yahud, the Yahud should not become annoyed and displeased by you now facing the Kaaba, because this is your Qibla. The idea is فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, that all of you should excel each other in doing good deeds. All of you should compete and should hasten in doing good deeds. أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا. Why should you do good deeds? Because wherever you may be in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you all, Allah will gather all of you and bring you forth on the day of Qiyamah for Hashar and for Hisab. That is why we do good deeds in this world. And for Allah to gather all of you and bring you forth on the day of Qiyamah, this is something very easy for Allah. That is why Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do everything. Then Allah says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Allah reiterates the same message to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from wherever you set out, listen, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, turn your face towards al-Masjid al-Haram, the Kaaba, face the Qibla of the Kaaba. And know very well that this is now the truth from your Lord. وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Never doubt in this. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِرٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of what you do. واخر دعوانا.